Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer, following in the Word of God, worshiping with other saints, praising the Lord and lifting Him up. Let's sing together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I trust that the Lord blesses you each time you join with us on that great little chorus. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 30 and verse 5. For His anger endureth but a moment, in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. There is a brighter day a coming. There is a great day coming, the song says. Well, if it's convenient and possible, I hope you'll get your notepad and be ready to take down some contact information and then tell someone else about our ministry. And as I've told you before, if the radio time is not convenient or you want to hear the broadcast again, or if you miss it for some reason, you can go to www.pentecostalradio.org, click listen online, and select the date and worship the Lord with us. We recently had a little website problem, but we thank Brother Dave Johnson, who's our webmaster, for taking care of the problem immediately. So if you had trouble a few days ago listening to the program, all those bugs are worked out and they're fixed now. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for great technicians and for men and women who know what they are doing. Hallelujah. Well, we appreciate Sister Edna. We have been hearing from Sister Edna for many, many years. I knew her mom and dad, and well, they were great people that loved God. And I was talking to her on the phone the other day, and I said, have you got a song you'd like for us to sing? And just immediately, hardly without thinking, she said, In the Sweet By and By. So we're going to sing this for Sister Edna and for the rest of you also. May the Lord bless you. Chime in, sing along with us on this great number. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet, by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet, by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessings of rest. In the sweet, by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Hallelujah. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. I believe that Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. I believe that Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, sing it now. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Edna, for that request. And if you have song requests or prayer requests, please feel free to send them to you. I'll give you the mail information, and you can call or text at 618-214-1410 anytime if you'd like to send a request that way. All right, be ready to take that down at the end of the service. From Psalms chapter 3, beginning with verse 3, our precious promise leading us into prayer. But Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He heard me out of His holy hill. And I laid me down, and I slept, and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Sounds to me like if you let the Lord sustain you, you can lay down and sleep and have a good night's rest and wake up refreshed. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful today that You are our shield and You're the glory. And Lord, You're our glory and You lift up our heads. Lord, when we cry to You with our voice, You hear us out of Your holy hill. And Lord, when we lay down and sleep, we can wake up refreshed because the Lord has sustained us. We are so thankful, Lord, that Your anger only endures but for a moment. But Lord, we're just thankful today that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We have wonderful, wonderful things awaiting us and wonderful promises. Help us to claim these today. Lord, I pray that today will be the Sunday that someone, Lord, will repent of his or her sin. Many people have been saying, well, someday I'll get right with God. Well, today can be that someday. Father, deal with them, we pray. I know, Lord, if someone looks up to You and repents, You're willing to forgive them and cleanse them. Minister to the needs of this broadcast service. Bless those that are sick and have Your way. Just let everyone that's with us today feel a touch of God, be lifted up, and be encouraged. And we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us now. Let's praise Him as we sing. Let there be glory and honor
and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor. Glory and honor to Him.
All right, let's move right on with the next number and continue our worship. The tomb is empty. Hallelujah.
Go tell the people the tomb is empty, and it's there for the world to see. The chains of death and all its power is swallowed up in victory. Oh, hallelujah, our Lord is risen. He has come forth from the grave. Death is defeated, the stone is rolled back, the tomb is empty where He lay.
Hallelujah.
He is the true life, our blessed Savior, and He died for the world to save. His resurrection is our assurance that we shall rise up from the grave. Oh, hallelujah, our Lord is risen. He has come forth from the grave. Death is defeated, the stone is rolled back, the tomb is empty where He lay. Oh, hallelujah, our Lord is risen. He has come forth from the grave. Hallelujah, death is defeated, the stone is rolled back, the tomb is empty where He lay.
Hallelujah. That's one of those you just can't hardly quit singing songs. And I read this on a recent broadcast, but I'm going to read it again today from Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Let's read one more. "And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God." Hallelujah. Let's go into the house of the Lord. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda is at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. Send any mail, offerings, song requests, prayer requests, cards, letters to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Oh, hallelujah, our Lord is risen. He has come forth from the grave.